You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Carrie the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome, my friends, to episode number 165 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Carrie the Metal Geek, along with...
Brutal Dave. Howdy.
And...
George motherfucking Trips. It's been a hot minute, guys. How y'all been doing?
We're good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Are you worried that my
you made
voice...
You made me hot for a second.
Hells yeah. That's what I do.
Your voice made me hot.
That's right.
That still doesn't help.
That's what I do.
Well, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Last episode, we had Mrs. Metal Geek, Kimu, on board. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about some movies. And we talked about our trip to Disneyland and Aventasia. But we talked about Aladdin.
You did.
And we sort of predicted what your thoughts were going to be.
Oh, yeah. What did y'all say?
You were going to hate it.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Elaborate.
Okay. No. Please tell me your thoughts of what you thought I would think of the movie other than
we've
I
already
would
done
hate
that
it.
Part, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't listened to that episode.
I know.
Yet.
We noticed. You saw it last night, right?
I just saw it yesterday.
So it's definitely fresh in your mind.
Yes.
It's been 2 or 3 weeks for me.
Okay.
So.
Would you like me to explain now?
Please.
Yes. It's terrible. Guy Ritchie is the worst person to direct this movie. I don't know what Disney was thinking about when they asked him to make this movie. There were some good things about it that I did enjoy. I liked how they gave Jafar some meaning. I liked
how...
Yeah.
Did they really?
They did. More than the cartoon did. Other than being, you know, the mustache-twirling villain in the cartoon. At least this one, he was kind of like a envious, lust-for-power kind of dude. I don't know. They seem like they like did 2 steps forward and like 10 steps back throughout the whole movie. I don't know. It felt like a mishmash of like some good ideas and a lot of bad ideas and forced fan service. There you go. Will Smith looked like he was trying to be good, but wasn't. And you
was
really.
It?
It wasn't good. Like he
can't
not,
sing, that's for sure.
He cannot sing nor rap. And DJ Khaled on your backtrack does not help.
Who?
DJ Khaled. All the hip hop stuff. He like
you probably
music.
Know who he is. You if I know who he's talking about, you probably know.
Okay. that's probably true then.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen him
like,
somewhere.
So when Will Smith wasn't in full body CGI, I actually thought he was entertaining. I thought he was kind of enjoyable for the most part, but then they ruined it by making him look like a giant blue Mr. Clean with Will Smith's face on it.
They way over CG'd the CG part of him.
Yeah,
like they needed to tone that shit down a little bit.
Yeah, like why couldn't they just made him Will Smith with blue skin with floaty legs? Why did
then it couldn't be magical and fantastical and all that.
I mean,
genie stuff.
No, he still could have been. Just would have been different. They just wanted too much of what they did in the cartoon was the problem.
I can see that. I don't hate the movie as much as you do. That's for sure.
I agree with a lot of what you said.
And
I had fun while I was watching it, but I recognized while I was watching it that it was mostly bad.
Yeah.
My wife, I said this on the last episode, but you weren't here,
and didn't listen afterwards,
said that the whole thing looked and felt like a big budget Disney Channel movie.
It really did. You're absolutely right.
Like the acting was
like
on that level. Like a lot of the sets were cool,
but they were cheap. Yeah.
Like if they'd spent a little bit more time on like lighting and textures and like really like pushing values and
like
at least a good director of photography or
somebody.
I mean, they're all CG anyway, so I don't know how that works exactly, but Like,
yeah, like
how do you have a DP for completely not their
setting? They had a CG elephant, right? Mm-hmm. But the CG elephant didn't do anything fantastical or anything more fantastical than a real elephant.
So why not just have a real elephant?
Why not just use a real fucking elephant? I imagine it's cheaper.
And I felt like
that a real elephant couldn't look like a poo.
Yeah, you just put a fucking hat on it. CG a hat on the motherfucker. He looked like a poo.
Is it a boo or is it a poo?
It's a poo.
A boo. A poo is Nahas Pitapetilon from The Simpsons.
That's true.
A boo is the monkey.
That's absolutely right. I feel terrible now.
Don't feel terrible.
I don't know. Like, part of me wanted it to be better than I was hearing, but I knew it was bad.
I don't understand why Guy Ritchie was behind.
And like, he's credited as a screenwriter too. And like, what the fuck did he write?
I will tell you, it's probably better than the last movie that I saw.
Which was?
Dark Phoenix.
Oh, I had no interest to watch that.
That was an horrible train wreck. All right, so
the worst performing of the X-Men movies.
The first 15-ish minutes were actually sort of cool as they go to space and the Phoenix
enters her body
and
then becomes a porno.
The rest of the movie is utter horrible crap.
Why is it utterly horrible crap?
The fucking storyline is just complete shit.
Well, that's Simon Kinberg for you.
I did not enjoy what they did. It was just really, really, really bad. I don't want to spoil it if anybody wants to see it, but the villains were pointless.
Who are the villains?
Jessica Chastain.
Who does she play?
Exactly. I still don't even know. It was some alien race that decided the Phoenix destroyed their home planet a long time ago, and now they were going to come destroy the Phoenix force. And it was so
wasn't
stupid.
The Phoenix the villain in the Dark Phoenix saga?
It should be.
Yeah, that's what I remember in the comic book.
That's what I remember.
Why
too.
Exactly? She and what's her name? Sansa Gray, whatever.
Stark?
Sounds like, well, combining them.
Jean Grey, yeah. Uh-huh.
Whatever her, I can't think of her real name now.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about.
She, there
can't
was
act?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's definitely true. But there was points where she did bad things with the Phoenix inside of her, but the whole time she didn't want that to happen. She was like, oh no, it's happening and I don't want it to happen. I'm like, no. You turned fucking evil. The Phoenix inhabits you. It destroys your mind. You're fucking evil now. You're the villain of the story. Not this weird alien race. It was just so bad.
Did Rogue show up to save the day?
Rogue was not in it. Dazzler was in it, though, which is sort of cool.
Dazzler.
Yeah.
Was any cool Nightcrawler stuff?
Nightcrawler was cool, yeah, actually. Yeah.
I saw some cool Nightcrawler stuff in the trailer. I was like, oh, that looks cool. But.
I mean, there was aspects of the movie that were cool. It's just overall.
Did they reuse Quicksilver over and over again?
No.
Oh.
They took him out quickly. Just like in the Avengers.
Like they killed him?
No, they didn't kill him.
Oh. I was like, wow. I'm never going to see the movie, so there's not much you could spoil.
I'm sure you'll watch it when it comes like HBO or something.
I probably won't.
You might.
I said no after Apocalypse. I'm done.
I never saw Apocalypse.
It's terrible,
though. I've heard it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But this is my least favorite of the X-Men movies completely.
Wow, even worse than Apocalypse.
I didn't hate
There's
Apocalypse.
There's been some pretty bad X-Men movies.
There has.
Yeah, what is that? Wolverine Origins? That's terrible.
Okay.
X3, fine. I try to forget, happened.
That did happen, didn't it?
Yeah, it was that bad.
That was the Dark Phoenix saga, too.
They can't get the Phoenix saga right.
Kind of, yeah.
This is their second chomp at the bit, too.
And it's such a
story. In
neither
timeline could they do Dark Phoenix correctly.
And there's, right, and it's such a, it's a great story that's ripe for a fucking killer movie. Maybe Marvel will get it right. The Marvel Cinematic Universe
will
get it right.
Or maybe Marvel will be smart and not touch it for a while.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I think they've ruined it.
Yeah.
Just like the Fantastic Four ruined Galactus by making him a fucking cloud.
I mean, you can't just base it off of one appearance, sort of appearance, I guess.
Sort of appearance, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't Galactus at all. Maybe it was just someone pretending to be Galactus.
It was Galactus's farts coming down.
Yes. He was having a bad lunch.
He ate some Tex-Mex food. It didn't agree.
He had a Tex-Mex planet is what it was. It didn't sit well with him.
But that's my opinion on Dark Phoenix. It wasn't good at all. It
didn't look good. It's probably why it didn't do well in theaters.
But, you know, we have that AMC pass. We pay $20 a month. So if we see a bad movie, it doesn't matter. It's not like we paid.
Well, if you see more than one movie a month, you're
yeah, we definitely do. Yeah. We definitely have recently. So,
what if all of the movies that you see are bad, though?
Don't say that. Okay, because it's happened recently.
It's true because it's a reoccurring thing,
an epidemic.
Yeah, it's becoming a thing.
I do want to see. I haven't seen Brightburn yet.
I heard that was bad too.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I've heard it's good.
I heard like it's a movie with a lot of potential that does nothing with it.
I want to see the new Jim Jarmusch movie. The zombie movie was
I want to see it too. That is,
I heard so bad things.
Really?
Yeah, I hear it's super boring.
And I want to see. I know it's going to be a bad movie just before I even mention it, but I want to see Men in Black International.
I actually kind of want to see it too.
I don't.
I want to see. I like the Men in Black movies.
I do too.
Three was okay, but
I think his face is actually pretty funny. So,
Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I would go see it for Hemsworth. I'm out. I'm done. I can't stand her. I think she's awful.
The Valkyrie chick?
Yeah, I think she's terrible. I think she's an awful actress, and she gets on my like.
What did you think she was terrible in?
Westworld. She's awful in Westworld.
I never finished season two
either.
I haven't started season two. She's in season one, and she's terrible.
She's in like a few episodes in episode one or season one.
Yeah, and she's awful. I hate her.
Doesn't she just play like a spoiled rich girl?
I don't like her. She comes from like the Michelle Rodriguez school of acting or some shit.
Oh, she's good in Creed.
Haven't seen Creed.
That is the same girl, right?
I don't know.
I think it is the same woman. Yeah.
Creed 1 or 2. I haven't seen
She's two. In both. She plays the girlfriend.
I'll say that right. I don't know. She was much less obnoxious in Endgame, but we hardly saw her.
I was about to say she only had like what 2 minutes on screen.
Yeah, but like
out of 300,
I don't like her in Ragnarok. I didn't like her in Westworld. There's something else I saw her in that she was equally terrible in, and I can't remember what it was now.
I never had that impression from her. I always thought she was fine. I didn't.
Oh, God.
Not like her.
She bugs me.
I just never like. Oh, I can't stand this person though. I never felt that.
You saw Godzilla too, right?
I did.
I did too. What did you think?
It was epically awesome, right?
The stuff where there were actually monsters fighting was awesome.
It was fucking loud.
It wasn't really where I was, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was loud, but it wasn't too loud.
We saw
loud.
An IMAX.
I mean, the only parts...
regular IMAX, and it was fucking loud.
The only parts
Dolby
that, like,
Atmos IMAX,
no,
whatever?
Just regular IMAX.
Oh.
There were a couple of Godzilla screams that were a little bit like you felt it in your bones, but I think that was appropriate. Like, you would feel the Godzilla scream in your bones.
Yeah.
So that was okay.
If they had cut out a lot of the human interactions.
My God. Okay. So my complaint with the 2014 Godzilla movie was that like Godzilla was in the movie for like 30 seconds and the whole rest of it was about fucking Kick-Ass and his boring ass story that I didn't care about. Right.
Kick-Ass.
The main guy.
I totally forgot he was in it.
That was Kick-Ass.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't care about anything that was going on. Same problem in this movie.
Yep.
There's way too much like human story that doesn't make any sense, doesn't go anywhere.
Kyle Chandler was annoying.
The plot is nonsense.
Kyle Chandler was fucking annoying.
Which one's Kyle Chandler?
He was the dad.
Oh, yeah. He like whining through the whole movie.
Yeah.
And
they wasted fucking Bradley Whitford. He's such a great actor.
Well, they wasted Bryan Cranston in the first one. He was dead in the first 15 minutes. He was the most interesting character in that whole movie, and he was gone in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I forgot about him being that.
But when it got to monster fighting time, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I enjoyed the monster fighting stuff.
It's a good popcorn movie.
So it is.
I still want to see it.
You should. I'm not saying you shouldn't see it. I'm saying that the movie's got problems.
There's a lot of bathroom breaks.
But the yeah, you can look at it that way. You can look at it that way.
That's why. So right before we sat down for Dark Phoenix, it was our anniversary night. So we're like, let's go to a movie. And we were like, there's this article. It's like, the best 38 times to go to the bathroom during Dark Phoenix. I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be one of those movies, huh?
I very rarely go to the bathroom during the movies.
Same. I try not to.
Oh, my God. I went with my buddy to see John Wick 3, right?
Yeah.
Which you just saw, right?
Yeah, I just saw that recently, too.
Fucking amazing movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I was like, okay, I was trying to hold it. And I was like,
it was
okay.
long as well.
Yeah. I was like, okay, there's a part. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. And I run to the bathroom and I come out of the bathroom. Everybody's leaving the theater. I'm like, son of a bitch.
You left at the end of the movie?
Apparently. I thought there was way much more, but apparently there wasn't.
Yeah. I really like John Wick, but I'm starting to think Keanu's age is starting to show.
Well, he's in his 50s now.
Yeah. It's unfortunately starting to show.
But his trajectory is like really going up right now.
Yeah, I know. He's having a Keanu sans right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny.
Keanu sans.
I really like John Wick 3. I think it's probably the best or the second best in the series so far. And I'm excited to see where they go with the next one. However, when Keanu Reeves is in his 50s, and he doesn't move as fast as some of the other martial artists, maybe that's a good point as the editor of the film to cut to a close-up shot or something.
Well, this movie's more gun-fu.
No, not toward the end of the movie. It's not. When he's fighting...
Well, I missed that part.
When he's fighting the Iron Chef's goons. Fuck, I forgot the guys. Well, the guys from the Raid movies. That's who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
That was fun that you mentioned that. I was with my buddy. I'm like, you know who that guy is?
He's Iron Chef, yeah.
He's like...
The big fan guy?
Yeah. And he's like, well, who is that? I'm like, it's Iron Chef.
Yeah, totally
is. What did they go on that show? Not the governor, but the commissioner or something like that. I can't remember what he goes on that show.
I just see him on that show every now and
then. He was in the Double Dragon movie from the 80s, too.
That's right. He was. And then he was in that Only the Strong Shall Survive, and then his career took a major dip.
Yep.
And then TV saved his life. But anyway, when he's fighting those two goons from the Raid movies, they are way faster and smaller than him. And it shows when Keanu Reeves is trying to keep up with them, and you can see it in his face that he's counting the choreographed moves that they've...
The chairman. That's what he went by.
Okay.
It was going to bug me until I figured it out.
Oh, okay. But anyway, other than that, I really enjoyed John Wick 3. It's definitely an action film thing you should check out if you're an action film fan. Although, when I watched the movie, I'm like, oh, I know what movie they took that from. Oh, I know what movie they took that scene from.
I mean, it's only so much you can do.
Especially the motorcycle sequence, that was completely ripped off from another movie that came out last year.
There was a lot of uncomfortable fights in this movie too. So that,
like, what?
There's that one scene where he's fighting like some of the guard, the bad guys in that. It was like the armory, and he just kept on like the knives and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was like, wow.
Well, it was one of those funny beats, but it could have been funnier with proper editing. But they wanted to keep it all one long take to be cool. Is when they're fighting in this antiques weaponry store, and they start to realize that they're surrounded by weapons, so they start breaking the glass to get all the weapons and throw it at each other.
He just throwing knives and like getting them with knives until they fucking go down.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty brutal. Great. Yeah, it's pretty great.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I haven't had a chance yet.
Have you seen the first two?
Just recently. I finally watched the first two a couple weeks ago.
So let me break it down to you. I won't try not to spoil anything for you, but like the first one, you kind of get a scratch of the surface of what the assassin world is like.
The second one was a lot of fun. The world building.
Yeah, the world building
in
the second one is good. But the third one, they're like, everyone's a part of the assassin world.
Well, the second movie, right? Yeah.
Well, the first and the second one kind of did the same thing. Like, the second one starts very, very shortly after the first
one. I think the whole timeline of the movie, like, it takes place in a week. Or
like the whole series?
Yeah, the whole series takes place in like one or two weeks.
One of my favorite world building characters in the second one was the sommelier. He was awesome.
Which one was he?
The guy in the armory who helps.
Peter Serafinowicz.
Yes, yeah. He was the one that when Keanu checks into the hotel
the
in Europe.
Oh, he's the concierge guy.
They called him the sommelier.
He's great.
Wine expert.
That movie, you'll love him in the third one. He's the dude who takes care of his dog, and he checks in at the Continental, right? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
No.
No, not that guy.
No. in the second one, the guy who, when he goes to Europe, checks into the hotel and says, is the sommelier in? And they say, he's always here. And he goes and he helps him pick his weapons. Helps him.
Gotcha.
I met him at Comicpalooza.
Yeah. But I thought his character was cool. I liked that they called him the sommelier and that he was all like super fancy.
He's
and
John
he was,
Wick's Q.
Yeah. From like, basically. Bond, yeah. Essentially.
Here's some new weapons for you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's got a green lit for John Wick 4. So we'll be looking forward to another John Wick movie soon. And they're making a John Wick spin-off television series called The Continental.
Are they really?
Oh,
I didn't hear about that.
Just following different characters?
Yeah, following different characters. And
that would be cool.
It's a prequel to the John Wick movies. So Keanu Reeves will be playing a younger version of himself from time to time.
There's also talk about a video game.
Are they really?
See,
I don't know much about it, but it used to be Max Payne.
While watching them, I was like, this world is perfect for a video game.
Oh, fuck
well, it's like a video game, it is. But not.
Yeah.
If they can make a Max Payne-style game with John Wick, I'm on board.
They can you make can do good. Some gun-fu. Yep.
It would only be interesting if it doesn't, if you're not John Wick.
I agree.
It's the only way it would be an interesting game.
I agree. So they should base it off of this new show then, where you can build a character.
Oh, yeah, you can create.
You can create an assassin.
An assassin, whatever. You have to choose whether to break the rules or not.
You guys seen any other movies recently?
I've watched some television shows.
So have I.
I've been really busy lately, so movies and games have been out of my life.
I took my wife to see Rocket Man. Did we talk about that last time?
I don't
Rocket
recall.
Man.
I don't think we did.
She liked it way more than I did.
It's Taron Egerton, man. How could you not?
He was great in it. Yeah, he was good.
Although, I think he's way prettier than Elton John. So.
Do you know?
I mean, come on. Have you seen what Elton John used to look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't look anything like Taron Egerton.
No, I guess not. It wasn't a horrible movie. Don't get me wrong. It was a good biopic, but it was way more. I knew there was going to be his music and stuff in it, but it was a musical. It was like,
what's wrong with
a
that?
Straight up musical.
I hear that's the best thing about it.
That was my least favorite part about it.
Well, you really liked Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
I did.
Yeah, so I might really like Rocket Man.
Maybe.
Because I have zero interest to watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
But
I'll probably watch it when it comes on HBO, but
the last episode, we talked about a show that you recommend that I needed to watch right away.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking binged that show in one weekend.
What was it?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah. I'm like three or four episodes into that show.
Absolutely love that show. It was brilliant. I was afraid going into it. I had them all recorded on my DVR. I was afraid it can't be as good as the movie. It can't be as good.
The three episodes that I watch, it feels like they're trying really hard to be like the movie.
It gets away from that. I think it kind of becomes its own thing.
Yeah.
There were some jokes early that were very similar to the movie, and I felt, I don't know, I was worried about that too, that it was they were going to be doing a lot of rehashing,
right?
But I don't feel like it's been a lot of rehashing.
I just wish, because I'm only seen three or four episodes, and I just wish there would have been more interconnectivity to the original movie, and it doesn't really feel like there is.
Keep watching.
Okay.
I'm not trying to spoil anything, but the Vampire Council episode, it's freaking amazing.
It is.
Yeah. There's even a Guardian of the Galaxy in that episode.
Is it Chris Pratt?
No. And a queen. Who's a queen?
Gamora?
Nope.
Is it Vin Diesel? That would be great if it's Vin Diesel.
Not Vin Diesel. You're getting close, though.
The episode's great.
That's all I got to say.
The Vampire Council episode is one of the best ones. It was funny.
And especially one of the vampires... Vampires that had to call in through Skype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
so brilliant.
How does that work? Because they can't be videotaped.
When you know who it is, it might make sense.
It totally makes sense.
I think my favorite character in the show so far, besides the guy from that show, Toast of London, is the assistant.
Yeah. He's great.
He's funny.
Guillermo
he's so
is really
funny.
And he gets and keep watching because Guillermo gets more and more interesting.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
for sure. He becomes a much more interesting character as the reality of his situation dawns on him.
That's good.
He gets a little bit more intense.
Right on.
So that girl that got sired, the big girl that's in that Booksmart movie.
Yeah.
We saw her on a talk show the other day. I'm like, this girl reminds me of Jonah Hill.
Holy shit, that is the girl from Booksmart.
Yeah.
I just put that two together.
It's actually Jonah Hill's little sister.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're. I didn't realize that it was a sister. I thought they were just related.
No, it's a sister.
Yeah. But they have different last names.
That happens sometimes.
He probably has a stage name.
Oh, that makes sense. Now.
Or, you know, different. I don't know. Maybe a stage name. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, okay. Her last name is his real last name.
Sure.
It was just funny because I haven't seen Booksmart.
I forgot
yet,
that
you?
She. No, I haven't. But I've seen the trailer, yeah. And I was trying to think where I've seen that girl from.
Yeah.
But now you mentioned that she was in that show, I was like, yeah. Holy fuck, light bulb.
Yep.
Yeah, makes sense.
Such a brilliant show. I'm waiting for a second.
I hear season. Booksmart's really good.
So is the season? Oh, I'm now two episodes back. I think when
there's only 10 episodes in the season.
Was there one this week?
No.
Okay, I have the last episode to go then.
Yeah, it hasn't been on in a month or so.
Yeah, it's been a while. What We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah.
I have one from 2 weeks ago.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
I think so. I think that's right.
We binged it so quickly, I don't even know.
Anyway.
I have it recorded on my DVR. I did watch the Darkwing Duck episode on DuckTales.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Who is Darkwing Duck?
The original voice guy who plays, God, he's a famous voice actor. He does Winnie the Pooh and
Jim Cummings.
Yeah, thank you. He does the voice. I don't want to spoil anything, but it is such a great episode.
Is it backdoor into a full Darkwing Duck series?
I don't know. Maybe so.
I think I've heard that it is.
Because there's going to be plenty of room on Disney Plus for that kind of stuff.
I'm just saying this show is the perfect backdoor pilot for a new Darkwing Duck show.
That's
cool.
They just got
to figure out what to do with Launchpad on DuckTales.
Yeah.
It would be terrible to lose Launchpad because he's a good asset to DuckTales. But if losing him means I get a new Darkwing Duck, I'm okay with that too.
So have you been watching any of the coverage of Galaxy's Edge?
I have unfortunately.
You, Dave?
Since it opened, no. Like when they did their grand opening, I watched some of that stuff, but I haven't been keeping up with it since then.
I think
then.
Grand opening was the last time we recorded.
Yes, it was.
I've been watching some of the YouTubers and stuff that they follow, and they've all been doing episodes from Galaxy's Edge. I am, you know that term, that marketing term, FOMO?
No.
That's what I have right now. Fear of missing out.
Oh.
I
don't have that fear because I've seen every single video, so I've seen everything Galaxy's Edge has had to offer.
You haven't personally experienced.
Minus the rides, of course.
Minus the wait. Well, I've seen the rides. I've seen the ride right now. I've seen videos, you know, people on the ride.
Yeah. So can I talk about the ride real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be terribly boring to be an engineer on that fucking ride.
Engineer, yeah.
Yeah. If you're not a gunner or if you're not a pilot, that's going to be a very boring ride.
I would just
unless you like are really into that.
But you don't, unfortunately, you don't get to really participate with what's going on
you
on
do.
The video screen.
Well,
not as
the video
much.
Screen, no. But if there's things... If the pilot is horrible and
yeah,
crashing
so if
shit,
your pilot fucking to, sucks, the engineer is a lot more busy.
Yeah.
And if your gunner is not shooting
and
people,
it's not
your
like,
engineer is busy.
And it's totally different than like...
I just don't think it's going to last
Mission
very
Space,
long.
Because in Mission Space, it's all fake jobs for you to do. Oh, push the button. Doesn't really do
I think,
anything.
Yeah, I think eventually anything. That's what this is going to become. I don't think they can keep it up for much longer. Well,
they have to.
Because,
that's the whole premise
no,
of the ride.
Because survey has been saying that no one likes that part of the ride.
Of the interactivity?
Yeah, of the that part of the ride. No one likes being the engineer. That's been stated over and over again. It is the worst part of the ride.
How many jobs are there? Is it four?
Six.
Three.
Six.
Well, there's three different jobs, but it's six different people.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two engineers, two pilots, and two gunners.
So the way it works is the pilot, one controls going up and down, the other pilot controls left and right.
Yep.
So you
that sounds terrible.
Yeah, so you have to... everyone has to be yelling at each other throughout the whole ride to figure the ride out.
And the gunners have left and right...
Right.
...guns.
And then the engineers have to fake all the problems that everyone else does.
Okay.
But here's my question. If the gunners were already in the cockpit in the Millennium Falcon, how could they had to run down to the gunnery stations?
They've made an update for the new one.
Apparently.
I don't have a good answer for you.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are instances in Star Wars where the Millennium Falcon is firing its cannons without somebody in the cannon or seat.
You're right, because it's on auto-majigger.
They can. It's established already that they can control the cannons from the cockpit.
But different cannons, maybe.
No, there's like the guns that drop down and shoot. But no, I'm talking about the big cannons, the quad cannons. I'm pretty sure at some point we've seen them being used from the cockpit.
Star Wars nerd bigger Star Wars nerd than us that knows the answer
collectively, and that's something.
Yeah, the three of us are huge Star Wars nerds.
I know, and we don't know.
So anyway, I'm a little concerned because I hear very mixed reviews on the ride. Like, it's a fun ride, but it's not really a ride.
It's not
a good ride, and it's not a bad ride. It's kind of a, all right.
Okay.
The only cool thing about it is that you get to see how bad of a job or how good of a job you did at the end, because you get to walk on the outside of the Millennium Falcon on the way out.
If you fuck up really bad.
If you fuck up, the ship is like smoking like crazy.
That's cool.
And if it's not, it's like perfect.
Cool.
I'd rather crash into shit just to see that.
Yeah. I knew that they were supposed to be... Like, however your performance went would follow you, but I didn't know that they were doing like that.
Yeah, so I
did read
canned responses or something like that.
I did read that like the hallways inside the ship will change as well depending on
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just excited. I mean, the whole experience.
Can only damage it so much.
Oh, sure.
Like, you're always going to finish the ride.
Right.
You're never gonna
the whole experience, the whole land looked freaking amazing. And I'm nervous, though, because once it opens up in Florida at Disney World, how long are these lines going to be? Because right now it's still in reservations.
It's in reservation mode, which, to be honest, I think it should stay that way.
I just think it should stay that way for a long time.
I think it needs to permanently be that way, just to control the
It opens up publicly in like 10 days on the 23rd.
It's just going to be a madhouse.
Disney World's not even doing the reservation
deal right now, they're having a hard time getting people in and out of the cantina as it is.
They already had to change that, because before it was like you had to go there, wait in line. Now it's you go there, you put your name down, and they text you when it's your time.
Right.
And then you come back and you wait your 10 or 15 minutes, and then you get to go.
You're only allowed to be in the cantina for 20 minutes.
45 minutes.
Is it 45? 45. Or it was 25?
It's 45.
Wow. That's longer than I thought, actually. Yeah. I thought it was only 25.
That's plenty of time.
With
plenty of time
maximum.
To get drunk.
No, it's a two-drink maximum.
I know it is right now.
Very little alcohol. Expensive. And I hear that the blue milk is not so great.
I've heard that. The green milk is supposed to be better.
I've heard the green milk is good.
I see. So
I've still got to try both of them.
The green milk tastes tropical. The blue milk tastes berry-ish.
Yeah.
Is what I hear.
It's all non-milk.
Yeah, because
no actual milk involved.
Well, they don't want you to get. What if people have lactose intolerance?
They could get sued over that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, like, you really want to be feeding people milk and then send them out to walk around in the heat all day? Like, that's a bad combination.
Yeah, that is a bad combo. Just imagine people spewing blue milk and shit.
You know what did open though today? Universal Studios in Florida was the Hagrid's.
Yeah,
bike adventure, whatever it's called. Yeah. There was a fucking 10-hour wait for that ride this morning. 10 hours.
Well, it was the first day,
but still,
first day. Harry Potter nerds, man, they ruin everything. Just like Star Wars nerds, they ruin everything.
10 hours.
People, what do you think the wait's going to be for the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run?
Yeah, I'm nervous about that.
I'll be surprised if it's not at least a 10-hour wait.
There's no way it can be a 10-hour wait.
Why? You don't think nerds are just going to wait? Of course they're going to wait.
They've got to do something different at Disney World than, because they're not even doing the reservation system there. They're just doing early magic hours or something like that. So you can get there like at 6 in the morning or something like that.
That's still not going to work.
No, it's not.
And I also hear another problem at the one in California, that there's no shade anywhere. So... it's hot.
Well, yeah. It's going to be hot.
And the sun's out there, and you're walking around the shops and in your costumes.
You're not allowed to wear costumes.
Or the wardrobe. Sorry.
Not allowed to wear a wardrobe.
Yeah, you are. You're allowed to wear whatever you buy there.
No, you're not.
100% you are.
That's 100% been, no, that's been a big deal. Like, all this past week, there's been headline after headline after headline. Oh, my God, you guys, you're not allowed to wear the fucking Jedi robe you bought in Star Wars Land.
$200 robe you just bought?
Can't wear it.
That's not what I've seen or read.
No, it's true.
That's been, it's been long. It's been, that is, now,
why are you arguing
now,
with us? We know.
Kids,
it's true.
Kids can wear costumes in Disney.
Uh-huh.
Adults, it's been long time policy. Adults cannot wear costumes on Disney property.
I'm pretty sure they changed that rule or going to change
that
rule.
They did not change that rule.
They're going to have to.
They can't.
It doesn't make sense.
Because they're trying to keep, okay,
it's
here's
a
reason.
It's a branding thing.
It's a branding thing. They're trying to keep it in an experience when you go into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. The only people in costumes are going to be cast members that are part of the experience.
But I've seen more than enough pictures from like this past week of attendees in robes. That doesn't make any sense. Even the videos, there's people in costume.
Which videos are you watching?
Anything on YouTube. You could see it. They're not in street clothes. There's a lot of videos of people not in street clothes.
You're not allowed to wear costumes in Galaxy's Edge.
I don't think that's true.
Let's pull it up right now. We will look it up.
I guarantee you they will allow it.
Dave's looking it up right now.
I am, in fact.
And the only thing is that...
Are we betting on this now?
No, but I did read that...
Because you know it's not true.
It's not that. I saw people... There's a lot of pictures of people in robes waving around their fucking lightsabers that they paid $300 for.
$200. I wouldn't buy a lightsaber, but I do want one of the droids.
I'm going to buy a lightsaber when I go.
I want a droid.
So here's from Forbes, June 4th, 2019. Here's why you can't wear costumes at Disney's Star Wars theme park's Galaxy's Edge.
They don't call it costumes, though.
Yeah, Disney bounding
is a different thing, though, because Disney bounding is street clothes made to approximate costumes.
Right.
Is that what we're talking? Are we talking about semantics here?
No, we're talking
about
stuff that you can buy at the Galaxy's Edge. You're allowed to wear
it. You are not allowed to wear it.
100% you are.
100% you are not.
Okay. Whatever. Agree to disagree. I think I'm right.
Of course you think you're right.
Because I'm right.
Because you're wrong.
I'm never wrong, guys. That's the thing here.
That's a problem. If you think you're always right, that's a problem, dude.
It's not a problem. It's the truth.
Disney has a no costume policy for its theme parks, however, and it's no different for Galaxy's Edge. Once you hit the ripe old age of 14, you are no longer allowed to dress up like Anakin Skywalker or any other fictional character. Kids 13 and younger are the only ones allowed to wear costumes.
Okay.
Do you fit in that category?
Yes. However, I've seen this past the soft opening that they've been doing for Galaxy's Edge. Everyone in pictures there, especially during press week...
Those are probably promo people. They're plant. They're cast members.
No, they're not cast members. These are actual attendees.
So maybe the press were allowed to do it, but in regular opening of the park, you're not allowed to.
So that might be something they're allowing during this like reservation period.
Not even during the reservation period.
I've seen people in costume there, like people attending the shows.
Again, here's Walt Disney World Insider. Guests 14 years and older cannot wear a costume. They can, however, wear a Star Wars inspired outfit.
That's what I'm talking about. Star Wars inspired outfit is a costume.
No.
Disney bounding is different.
You can make your hair look like Princess Leia.
Easiest way to explain it is to tell you to just Google Disney bounding, and you'll see it and go, oh, okay, I get what you're talking about. It's street clothes. Uh-huh. It's normal street clothes, but you wear certain color combinations or pattern combinations, whatever, that goes, hey, I'm Gaston or whatever. Like, you're dressing up like a character, but it's all street
And Disney
clothes.
Bounding is not BDSM.
It is somewhere.
Okay, so when I say costumes, I don't mean like cosplay. I'm not saying people are going to show up in like Darth Vader masks or anything.
You were just saying that a minute ago.
The stuff that you can buy in the park, you can wear around.
Here's not permitted. All of the following.
Do they sell that in the park?
Yes.
Yes, those they sell in the park. The robes.
What they expect you to do with it when you buy it?
Send it to your resort room?
That's definitely not going to happen.
You're not allowed to wear it around. And why the fuck would you want to wear around a fucking Jedi robe in the heat, too?
Because I'm in fucking Star Wars land and I want to feel like I belong.
You already belong. They got your money.
No, that's different. You're paying for an experience. You're not paying to. All right,
we're just going to move on from this topic.
Because I'm right.
You're wrong.
How are you right when everything says you're wrong?
But I've seen pictures, dude.
I'm not denying that you've seen promo pictures of people in costumes in Star Wars Land. I'm telling you what the policy is.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Fine, go right ahead.
I don't believe what you showed me.
Anyway.
All right. So we're going to get to our topic in a minute. Our topic is actually going to talk about E3. E3 just happened this past weekend. It's still going on right now. We're just going to talk about some of the things that we saw, some of the things that we're looking forward to. This is not a news-based topic or anything like that. We're just going to talk about some of our favorite games coming out. So we'll be right back. And welcome back to the show, everyone. Our topic for this evening is going to be E3, like we mentioned before. Not news topics, not repeating anything like that. We're just going to talk about some of the games that we saw that we're looking forward to.
Star Wars.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, that's Star Wars.
Jedi Fallen Order looks fucking amazing. It's Uncharted with
it's
Star
Uncharted
Wars.
Star Wars.
That's all I've ever wanted, really.
I think that's everyone ever wanted.
So I actually don't know anything about this, so...
You didn't watch any video of
You didn't
of this
watch
one?
The video of it?
It's so...
Not of this.
Or the trailer or whatever?
Nope, this I hadn't even heard of this, so...
Did you ever play Uncharted?
No.
Oh.
Man,
I was I mean, I know what they are. Here.
Is it
I know
made
what
by
are.
EA?
If it's made by EA, I'm not interested.
It's not made by EA. It's made by Respawn.
Is it published
Respawn,
by EA?
That's right.
It's made by Respawn, published by EA.
Then I don't want any... I don't care.
They have the rights to Lucas Games.
Yep, I'm not interested.
That's true.
As long as EA is involved, I don't give a shit. I'm not playing it. Wow. It may be the best game ever, and I will not give EA my money. Fuck EA.
That's some strong opinions.
It is. No, I stand by it. EA has fucked up so much stuff that I love that I'll never forgive them. And so they're never getting another dime from me.
Wow.
And he's true about that.
Yeah, they totally botched the last two Star Wars Battlefront games. So,
well, that's easy for them to do.
Yeah. Although they did look pretty, and they were pretty cool. The storyline for Battlefront 2 is pretty good, but really short.
I just think that wasn't the point of the game, though. The point is
it's multiplayer
and to sell you shit.
Yeah.
Which, they did a good job on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people did.
But they took away the boxes at some point, didn't they?
They had loot to, boxes. Yeah. They got rid of the loot boxes.
All right, but going
but
back...
But you could still pay to get whatever ahead of other people.
See, that's bullshit right there. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about upcoming games at E3.
Right.
So let's talk about Jedi Fallen Order. It comes out in November this year.
Yeah.
So it's not that far away.
Tell me about it. I get married in October.
That's not that far away.
No.
I get older in October.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. So this will be your perfect honeymoon game.
Yeah. Well, I was like, yeah, this game's coming out just in time, but I'm not going to be able to play it because I'll be on a honeymoon time. So
you won't be gone. This comes out, what? End of November?
November 17th, I believe.
Something around there.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
Just in time for the holidays.
That's right.
But I'm going on honeymoon later, not going right after the wedding.
Oh, okay.
So, because we're trying to, like, make the maximum most of our time.
Gotcha. This is everything I've been wanting out of a Star Wars game
for a long time.
For a long time.
Like, ever since the announcement of 1313.
Yes. This has Saw Gerrera in it.
Yeah, which, I can take it or leave it.
The guy...
But apparently, I don't know if you heard, but there's going to be a lot more characters that we recognize throughout the game.
That's interesting.
Yeah, which I'm betting Obi-Wan Kenobi's going to show up.
This is after Rogue One, isn't it?
This is minutes after...
Order 66.
Order 66
in right.
Episode 3. So it has that long breath in there.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Maybe Yoda will show up at some point.
Yoda man.
Yep. Who would you like? Well, he's not going to play.
I'm not part of this conversation.
He's not even partaking in the conversation.
Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
It does look cool, though. You can, like, I don't know, like the fact that you can control Force powers and it looked better than it did in Force Unleashed, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say Force Unleashed. There was another, like, Jedi. Outcast was one of those games before.
Where you like did the lightsaber thing. Yeah. But this one's, for what I can tell, it looks a lot more refined and more fluid to play.
I actually have a friend that works at Respawn. He's on the audio team. I used to work with him in a company.
Tell him to hook us up with a demo.
Or get him on the show.
Or get him on the show so he can talk about his stuff that he's been doing.
Yep. Because they just put out Apex Legends.
I don't know what that is.
It's a first, you know, multiplayer game.
Oh, I don't play a lot of those, unfortunately.
I actually never played Apex. I downloaded it, never played it. Yeah. So let's move on from Star Wars so Dave can be involved in the conversation.
So what other give it a shot?
I wouldn't give it a cursory glance. I wouldn't even look at promo material for it because I know I'm not going to play it.
What about like if we played it and you just watched it?
I mean, I might do that, but I'm not investing anything in this game. If EA if EA has their stamp on anything, I'm not going to give it the time of day.
Yeah, it says like right on the bottom of the game. It says like an EA game.
They're getting nothing from me.
That's so sad because it looks like everything a Star Wars fan would want out of a video game.
And you know what? They're going to disappoint you.
How?
They're going to ruin it. Because it's EA. It's what they do. They take things that you love, they dress them up pretty, and make you go, oh man, I really want to do that. That sounds awesome. And then they give it to you, and you go, where's the rest of it? And they go, fuck you. Where's the rest of it?
They did make a point during EA, like, this is a full, complete story game.
Bullshit.
And they said no DLC, everything is going to be free.
Bullshit. Yeah. Well, and you know what? I still don't care.
I bet you there will be DLC.
This game,
it just will be
this
free.
Game can be perfect. This game can be a 10 out of 10. I don't care. I will not play the fucking game. EA needs to have their Star Wars licenses revoked, and they need to die. They need to die a painful death.
Wow. They have a lot
of
money.
Hold on now. Tell me how you really feel.
EA
Hold on.
killed Maxis, who made SimCity.
That's true, they did.
They will never be forgiven.
Point taken.
I don't know what Maxis is.
Maxis was the studio that made SimCity.
Oh, okay.
And EA killed them.
Speaking of a game that...
And for that alone, that's enough. I'll never forgive them.
Upset you enough?
Yes, that alone is enough, but there's been more. So fuck EA.
So speaking of games along the lines of Sims, and like we talked about roller coasters and stuff like that, I downloaded a new game. This is going off our topic real quick, but I downloaded a game called Parkitect. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's so good.
That sounds fun.
So you're...
It's a theme park building game.
You make a theme park, okay.
It's so close.
Roller Coaster Tycoon?
It's so close to the old school Roller Coaster Tycoon, but modern, and I can play it.
On what?
I play it on my Mac.
Oh.
I bought it on Steam, but it's a Mac and PC version when you buy it.
Cool.
Coaster... What's the other one... Coaster World, or I can't think of what it's called right now. The newer one, I can't play because it's only PC only, and I don't have a PC can actually play it. I can play this Parkitect game and get lost in it. It's just like Roller Coaster Tycoon. I'm so into it. Yeah.
I've never played those games.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been the one to get into SimCity or Roller Coaster Tycoon.
So many hours of my life playing Roller Coaster Tycoon.
This is the best park ever.
It was like that. Check out this park I built, man. I downloaded a carbon copy of Space Mountain for my park. It was the best part.
And he's like, this is what Space Mountain should have really been like.
That's right. I love those games so much.
Do you think they'll ever make one for platformer again? Or is it only computer-based games now?
Because
Catherine's really into those games, and I'm pretty sure she would enjoy playing that.
I don't know.
But we don't have a PC gaming system at home, so...
Right. Like, the Jurassic Park Evolution game,
yeah,
or Jurassic World Evolution, is sort of a park-building sim, which is actually pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, if they could do that game on there, they should be able to do a roller coaster.
I'm
type
surprised
game.
They haven't tried to put it on like PS4 or Xbox.
They put Roller Coaster Tycoon on the Switch, but it's based on the version from the iPad game, which is utter shit, utter complete shit. Talk right. about pay to get shit done type of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to a game that I know Dave is going to like. November 22nd. Doom Eternal.
I'm there. That's the only thing I truly cared about from E3 is Doom Eternal.
It looks so fucking good.
It looks like terribly hard.
I'm there, man. I am there. That's what I want.
Watch the trailer. I was like, I will never be able to play this game because I would be so terrible at it.
And there's a new, they're not really going to have a traditional multiplayer, but they're going to have like sort of like
the two versus Slayer one
mode. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the guys, somebody in the game gets to play a demon.
Two people play a demon.
Two people play a demon.
I guess you pick which of the monsters that you want to play as, and then so you two are on a team against one fully loaded Doom Slayer. So,
okay,
he gets all the toys, but there's one of him.
Right,
and the two of you get to be whatever demon you want to be, and
that still sounds fun to me.
They did a little bit of that in the multiplayer for Doom 2016. Mm. There was, in some of the multiplayer game modes, there were power-ups that you could get that you could turn into one of the monsters. it was kind of like, if you needed to turn the flow of a match around, your team's losing, get somebody on your team, the demon rune, and let them, because then you become not indestructible, but you can do
serious, powered up.
Yeah, you get like way overpowered, and I saw several matches get turned because of a good demon rune thing. So I think it's interesting that they're making a whole game mode that's just that. I think that will actually be cooler than having it as a power up item.
Another game I'm looking forward to, which comes out July-ish, is Wolfenstein Youngblood. Wolfenstein.
I watched like a highlight reel of the Bethesda. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the whole thing, so I don't know how much of Youngblood they showed, or all I saw of it was kind of a brief little kind
they didn't
of a trailer
show a lot.
Clip. But
it's pre-alpha.
it sounds cool. I really liked the last Wolfenstein game. Like they did a really good job, I think, with kind of like expanding out this world and developing some of the characters. And so I think it's gonna be interesting to see what the next generation
and
does.
This is a multiplayer game, so it's co-op.
Co-op, yeah.
And they even had a movie
called Overlord.
Yeah, they did.
I know. Same day as Youngblood comes out, there's another Wolfenstein game coming out called Cyberpilot, which is a VR game.
Yeah, and the premise of it sounds really cool, but given my aversion to
motion sickness.
God, I apparently have a predilection to motion sickness in VR.
But was that only one game you tried?
Yeah,
it was Doom. That's really fast.
Doom is really fast. Wolfenstein can be really fast too, though.
But this isn't a traditional Wolfenstein game.
No, it's not. The premise of it is that you're like a hacker,
yeah,
and you're able to hack into some of the Nazi regime's war
weapons,
machines,
yeah,
and
machines.
So you kind of take over them and turn them back around.
Turn them into like a shooter.
Yeah. And so I guess that means since you're not actually there, you can like take over this machine for a while and then drop out of it and attach into this one and then go do something else. Or I'm not sure exactly how it's going to play, but it's a cool idea.
I'd be interested to see. There's other games that you could play like Astro Robot or Trover Saves the Universe that are more.
I really want to play that.
That are more.
Did you get that?
I did. It's so good.
You played it already?
Yeah.
All the way through?
I haven't beat it yet, no.
I want to play it.
I got pretty
game.
Far, though. It's not that long of a game, from what I hear.
I'm waiting for it to be confirmed to be on the Galaxy Quest or the Oculus Quest, because I'm thinking about
playing it. Well, you can play it not in VR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a non-VR mode in the game.
Oh, cool.
They wanted as many people to play it.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes me... I might buy it on digital, then.
Yeah. You have a PS4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to see if you try another game to see if you get the same aversion to it.
Yeah.
It might be just the first person shooter aspect of it.
Yeah.
It affects people. Even some people would get affected by that, not even VR, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just the motion of it. So.
Well, that's the weird thing is like most other motion sickness triggers don't bother me.
Yeah.
So it was weird that one did.
Speaking of VR. I really want to play that Vader game.
I know.
An Oculus game. So if I buy it, I'll bring it over. We'll play it here.
All right. I'll let you play Trover then.
Yes! Did you get the disc version? Or
I got the disc version, yeah.
I might have to borrow that from you once you're done.
Yep.
That's cool. Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see what else is next.
What other games came out?
Speaking of Borderlands, we can talk about Borderlands 3.
I've never played a single Borderlands game.
I know my wife
ever.
Is super excited for it.
Yeah.
And they released a free...
Andrew's super excited about it, I imagine.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a huge Borderlands fan.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They released a free DLC game this week, which is like a bridge DLC game between 2 and 3. And this thing is like, it's completely free if you own Borderlands 2 or the Handsome Collection or any of that stuff. And they're, I think with PS4 is free right now, like as part of the deal. And this is like a 10-hour plus DLC game for free.
Hmm.
Can't complain on that.
I'm surprised we didn't see anything from Naughty Dog.
That's true. No Last of Us 2, nothing. That.
Also,
but Sony actually wasn't there, so...
Yeah, like, is there a reason for that?
I saw something when I was looking for E3 information earlier. Apparently, Sony did have something go on during E3, but it was not publicized at all or something. I didn't really read up on
it. Sony's been doing, like, what Nintendo does. They do those Nintendo Directs. They've been doing the Sony Play something. I don't remember what they're called.
Okay.
Speaking of, having that Play Month thing going on right now.
The Play Day sale, yeah. Speaking of, I watched the Devolver press conference again this year. Remember we watched it last year and the girl gets killed at the end of it?
Oh, yes.
So they totally go, they're continuing that whole storyline. It's fucking hilarious. But I'm excited. There is a free DLC mission or game pack for the Messenger coming out soon, which was one of my games of the year last year. Fucking love that game.
Cool.
Yeah. That's it. Go watch the Devolver.
Didn't they show a trailer for like a monster game?
Yes.
It's like you play like a... Ironically enough, you play a monster that's similar in my comic book.
Yes. We watched the trailer, or we watched a video earlier. I'm trying to...
I don't remember the name of the game.
I'm about to look that up.
But you play a monster that escape out of an alien research facility, and you kill a whole bunch of people.
Carrion.
Carrion?
Carrion.
Carrion.
C-A-R-R-I-O-N.
It's a terrible title. But the monster looks just like the monster in my comic.
And it looks like a Metroidvania-style game, but you're like a evil, weird...
Monster.
Monster.
Noodle monster.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool. I'm excited for that. I like anything that that Devolver puts out.
Yeah.
They have a game coming out next week called My Friend Pedro. And it's like...
They've been released that game a long time ago.
It hasn't come out yet. It's like a 2D...
But it's been on Steam for a while, right?
It maybe have been on Steam, but it's coming out on the Switch next week.
It's like
week.
Where you're doing like Gun Kata.
Yeah, it's like Gun Fu. It's sort of like... You know, it's sort of like Max Payne or something like that, but it's a 2D version of it.
Right, and you just have to like ricochet your bullets everywhere and kill everybody.
Looks fun.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
But is it going to be on a platform?
Switch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I have a Switch. I might play this game.
Get the Messenger. It's on sale right now.
I don't know what that is.
That's the game I've been talking about for a year.
Man, I don't know if you've been talking about it for a year.
Oh, yes, I have. Trust me, get the Messenger. It's freaking amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word.
I downloaded this morning. I downloaded the Contra collection.
I don't like playing those kind of games.
Oh, love them.
Cause I'm terrible at them and I just get frustrated and I quit. That's why I couldn't get very far in Cuphead and I still haven't beat it. Like, I want to beat Cuphead, but I just can't. The skills is not there.
You don't have the skills to pay the bills?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, the mind's willing, but the skills are not there to participate.
Dave just looked at you like funny.
I was thinking about your commentary about Keanu Reeves earlier.
Speaking of Keanu.
That's very true. The body is willing, but the skills are just not there.
Speaking of Keanu, he came out during the press conference for... Xbox, when they talked about Cyberpunk 2077,
yeah,
which is the new game from CD Projekt Red. So if you've never played the Witcher games, they're amazing. This is their futuristic shooter style RPG game.
So I've never played a Witcher game.
I haven't either, actually.
So what's it like?
The Witcher are epic fantasy action slash games.
Like an RPG kind of thing? There's like Mass Effect? Kind of like a little bit?
Not really like Mass Effect. It's more action-y than that, but there's a lot of RPG elements in it. I think you would actually really dig
The Witcher. I'd like them. I just have never played them.
Yeah.
So. I've heard nothing but good things about it. I've never played it, though.
Great, and it's a great developer.
I know the third one is considered like an instant classic. Like, yeah. This is just one of the best games ever made.
Henry Cavill's going to play the character in a Netflix
series. That's true, he is.
Superman.
I forgot about that. But which is weird, because, like, so Cyberpunk 2077, they showed the first trailer they showed at E3 this year, the character that they showed off last year in all their trailers dies in, like, the first minute of this trailer. I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
Does he die, though?
Yeah. He's the one that gets gut shot.
But he doesn't die.
Oh, he dies.
It's kind of implied that he died.
Yeah.
I mean, they're robots. They can just put their consciousness
They can be rebooted,
else,
I guess, but whatever.
Johnny Mnemonic him. God, that's think that's why Keanu Reeves is in this?
I was about to say, do you think he's Johnny Mnemonic?
Holy shit, yes. This is a sequel to Johnny Mnemonic. That's what it is.
Wow, that blew my mind.
It blew my mind. Whoa.
Wow.
I liked how we were all on the same page at the same moment for a little bit there. That was great.
You know what? That'd be breathtaking.
Breathtaking.
No, you're breathtaking.
You're breathtaking.
That was amazing.
Couldn't be. I mean, could Keanu Reeves be any more cooler?
Yes.
How? Like, tell me how. I would like to see it be done.
In the next Bill and Ted movie, he'll be way cooler.
I guess so, because it's officially in production.
That's right. Excited for that.
Me too.
So excited for that.
But yeah, Keanu Reeves is a character in the game.
Yeah,
probably not a playable character.
I don't know.
I guess
they didn't go that far.
I imagine he's going to be the guy who reboots the guy who got shot. He's going to Johnny Mnemonic him, put him
He's just going to be NPC. That's going to make me sad.
I'm pretty sure that's what he is.
Well, Fallout 76 is having NPCs added to it. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. And I, what little I know about it, it sounds like I like how they're doing it. Because it's already... You haven't played any of it?
You know, I downloaded it right now because there's a free week.
Yeah, we're doing the free thing
right
now.
So I'm going to play it. I'm going to try it out.
Not really ruining anything for you, but the way that they explain it in the story is essentially that... there's a reason why there's no people when you come out of the vault.
Right.
It's all built into the story. It's not like you just came out and it just happened.
They talked about that in the press conference, too.
There's a reason why in Appalachia there are no more people. There had been people. You find the remnants throughout the game of, okay, there had been survivors who were here. It's long established Fallout lore that there were people that survived the attacks. They became your raiders and, you know, your various factions and all that kind of stuff. There's a reason why they weren't in Appalachia at the beginning. And so now they're saying, okay, other people from outside are now coming into Appalachia to try to resettle it. That makes sense. It works with what they've already got established, so that's cool. The game needs it. Now, I haven't played anywhere near all the content that's already there for it, but the world still worked without them, but it's still not quite right. Like, it's definitely missing that.
And they're trying.
Element.
You can tell they're definitely working at it, because one of the first things that they came out and said during this press conference is, yeah, we know we fucked up. We're sorry.
Well, I think that that's unfair, because I don't feel like they should have to do that. I understand why they're doing that.
You gotta eat shit sometimes, man.
No, I understand why they're apologizing. I'm saying they shouldn't have to, because they've already, one, apologized enough. But before any of this ever got started, they said at launch, this game will not be finished. No one's ever done anything like this before. We don't know what to expect from this. We need you to play it so that we can see what this thing needs. We will be fixing it as we go. They said all of this before the game ever dropped. The game dropped. It was broken like they said it was going to be, and people threw fucking shit fits about it. They have handled it with class all the way through. They've been like, we hear you, we're working on it. you're correct. We didn't know how this feature was going to be implemented once it was actually live. Now that we can see it, we know how to correct it. They've been super cool all the way through. They've been taking all the criticisms and they've been going, you're right, we're going to fix it. And they have been addressing point after point after point after point. There's been tons of updates, new content, game mechanics have been fixed. They've been on top of this game. I don't feel like they needed to apologize again. I feel like it's too much.
Right.
When's enough's enough, basically.
Yeah. Where you're gonna... like, the game has
especially
gone,
it's on such a public stage. Like,
yeah, that. I don't feel like that was appropriate. I don't think that they need to do that, personally. I feel like they've been good to their word on this game. Yeah, the game has had problems. They have been very active in addressing problems when they show up.
Word.
So did you guys watch any of the preview for Marvel Avengers from Square Enix?
I did.
Did you?
No.
What did you think about it?
I thought it looked interesting.
I didn't really see gameplay yet.
Yeah, like it was just all cinematic stuff. I think they did show a little gameplay footage.
A little bit.
But it was very brief. Like you couldn't really discern which one was cinematic
said
versus the
DLC
gameplay.
For it. It's all going to be free, so extra characters and all that kind of stuff. People are complaining, oh, that doesn't look right. It doesn't look like the character. I mean, it
doesn't look like the characters from the movie.
Well, they're not going to pay the likeness rights for all those people.
I mean, they assembled a hell of a voice cast, though.
Yeah, Troy Baker and...
The guy from Uncharted. What the hell's his name?
Nolan North.
Nolan North.
Yeah.
Thank you. He sounds like a porn star. Every time you say that name, Nolan North. But anyway. Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. I don't understand the game mechanic quite yet. Like, so do you get to choose who you want to play, or do you have to play all of them?
I'm thinking it has to do with the storyline, so...
Yeah, like, you're going to play through the story, and then eventually you get the pick?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Because the way they showed it in the trailer, like, you play Cap in the very beginning, Cap dies, your main character dies, and then everybody kind of, like, reels from the pain 10 years later.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes who looks like Taskmaster, by the way.
It does. I think it is Taskmaster. It has
really?
To be.
You think so?
It's got to be, man. It looked like him.
Yeah. But they did Taskmaster and Spider-Man.
So?
I guess you're right. So what?
So what?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It looks cool, but, I mean, it's a Square Onyx game, so...
Enix,
Onyx, whatever.
It could be good.
Details on this has been under wraps for a long time, too.
Yeah. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 comes out in July, so I'm looking forward to that.
I've never played those games.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, love them. It's a Switch-only game, so...
It's like one of those games where, like, you tell somebody to beat up somebody else, right? You don't actually button smash.
No. You're playing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't played much of them. I played a little bit of one of them at some point, and it was fun.
They're great co-op games.
I just never went back and played more. Oh, I enjoyed what I played, but...
A game that I'm excited for is the new Lego Star Wars game.
That looks cool.
It's supposed to be all trilogies. It's supposed to be have this huge open world where you go to planet to planet and all this kind of stuff.
Because they dropped the Lego Dimensions idea, I guess, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. But
feel bad for any of those parents who bought that.
Or me.
Or you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the bigger games. Gears 5 is going to have a female protagonist. That's cool.
I didn't even know they had a trailer for Gears 5.
Yeah, they talked about it a lot during the Xbox conference.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
What else? Watch Dogs Legion was announced, which, you know,
it's essentially
announced.
Like, Watch Dogs is like the new Assassin's Creed, right? Like, it's the same game with a different skin on it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they took like 3 or 4 years off from making, because the last one was not good. The
Watch first Dogs one was 2 wasn't good?
No, I never played it. The first one I got bored of. I played one,
and it was all right. It just was really repetitive.
Yeah. What else was there that I was excited for?
No Uncharted Lost Legacy update. I was a little bummed out.
No, I know, that. Right? There really wasn't a lot of Sony updates at all. I'm sure they're going to come out sometime soon and say, hey... We weren't at E3, but here's everything that we have in the
You think
works.
They're ever going to make another Uncharted game? Because Lost Legacy didn't do well.
It did not do well, but it was still fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed playing it.
I'd rather them finish The Last of Us 2.
I haven't finished the first one yet.
Really?
Yeah, I get scared and I can't finish the game. Shut up. He's laughing at me.
Speaking of getting scared, the game that looked really, really cool that showed off in Xbox, we're like, this looks like a great horror game. It looks like Blair Witch. Holy shit, this is a Blair Witch game.
See, I thought it was Silent Hill for the longest time.
Very Silent Hill-y, yeah.
Until they showed the title.
I haven't actually watched anything for that, but just as a concept, I'm like, I might play a Blair Witch game, yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool. I won't
play it. It sounds like a cool idea.
I won't play it. I'll watch someone on YouTube play it.
You would.
That's how I played the Alien Isolation game.
I loved that game.
That game is so cool. I would never be able to play it.
It's terrifying.
I would have sweaty palms the whole entire time.
It's a terrifying game, but I loved that game. I thought it was great.
It's coming out on the Switch sometime. They're remaking it on the Switch.
Are they really?
So you could freak out and drop your system. Fuck. Shit. My screen. speaking of, they're making a Breath of the Wild sequel.
That's cool. I haven't played the first one, but it looks cool.
I still tried to get into it. I can't do it.
I haven't yet. My basically, the rest of my family all has played Breath of the Wild and love it. And I haven't even started it up yet. We have one. They've been playing it on the Wii U.
On the Wii U?
Yeah. But we do have a Switch now.
Cool. What games do you have? What have you played?
I haven't played much on it. I've played Mario Kart and Mario Party.
It's exactly what I've played on my Switch.
I think that's about it. I don't think I've
Mario Odyssey, Mario Party, and Mario Kart.
That's what it's made for. There's other great games.
And apparently they're coming out, eventually they're going to come out with a Luigi Mansion 3 on the Switch.
They showed that at E3 and that looks great.
And I was like, oh my God, it's exciting because the arcade is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the Luigi Mansion arcade? So good.
Luigi's Mansion 3 looks amazing. I love, and Nintendo, it's one of the things Nintendo said is like, no matter how long it takes for our games to come out, our employees are the most important thing. Even if we have to delay a game, our employees' health is the most important thing. I was like, okay. Interesting they would say that, but they did.
Cool.
And the new president of NOA, Nintendo of America, is Bowser. Did you see the old press conference?
I did not.
Where they're like, I'm going to bring out the new president of NOA. It's Bowser. And then like the cartoon Bowser came out, and then the real Bowser came out. Which is so weird. How do you, like, Your last name is Bowser? All right, you're hired. Come on board.
Wait, his real name?
His real last name is Bowser.
Legally changed that. That can't be real.
For real.
He changed it somehow.
Peter or something like that?
Bowser?
I can't remember his first name, but... Isn't that weird?
I'm sure he changed it so he can get hired.
Well, I'm sure it didn't help. I mean, it didn't hurt. What do you guys think about Death Stranding?
Did they show anything?
It comes out in November.
Did they show a trailer?
They showed it a couple weeks earlier.
Oh, I didn't see that they released another trailer. That's the Guillermo del Toro other guy.
Yeah.
Famous Asian dude's game.
What do we saw?
I don't remember his name, though. He did
Hideo Kojima.
There you go. That sounds right.
Yep. Metal Gear guy.
Metal Gear guy. There you go.
That's right.
Never played a single Metal Gear game.
They showed Contra Rogue Corps? Core. Didn't look that great.
It's Contra, man.
I've been hearing meh things about it. I didn't watch it.
I love Contra, but this one did not.
Whatever happened to that samurai game that they showed last year?
Which one?
I don't know. It was where it's like a Uncharted style like game where you play a samurai.
Sekiro?
I don't think that's what it's called.
Shadows Die Twice.
No, that's not it. I can't think of the name. It's going to come to me when it's not important.
Yeah, here's Luigi's Mansion 3. It says 2019.
Whoop, whoop. Totally buying that game.
I know, right? I am too. There's a lot of Final Fantasy stuff that was announced, and if you're into that kind of stuff, more power to you, because I am definitely not, but there's a remake of 7, a bunch of different stuff.
It's not a remake. It's like a complete redo.
Totally. Do you see Gods and Monsters? It's done by the same team that does Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
But it looks like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it looks like a Zelda game.
I saw the trailer, but that's about it. It's cool. Greek monsters or Greek gods and stuff.
Not you, though.
No, not me.
The Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, which looks pretty cool. We talked about Watch Dogs Legion. What about Breakpoint, Ghost Recon Breakpoint? This is the one with, what's the guy's name from The Punisher?
John Bernthal.
Yeah. He's like apparently one of the bad guys in the game.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
I just remember him from Walking Dead, just screaming Rick all the time.
Don't you do it, Rick! 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 Have you been catching up with the Walking Dead comics?
No, I stopped reading a long time ago. Why? What happened?
Can't tell you. I'll tell you later.
I was just... Don't want to spoil it on the air?
It's a big spoiler. Yeah.
Oh. Did they find out what causes the zombie apocalypse?
No. Oh. One of the main characters was...
Is it Rick? It's Rick, guys.
Would you see the Battletoads trailer?
They have another one?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Comes out sometime.
Is it like an arcade style? I think
it's it's an arcade beat 'em up, of course.
Cool.
I
remember playing that on Sega Genesis.
Hardest game ever?
No, Aladdin was the hardest game ever.
No, you're talking about the movie.
Wow. Okay. I'm talking about the Sega Genesis Aladdin video game.
That game wasn't that difficult.
That game was difficult.
No.
It's not harder than Battletoads.
No.
Jesus.
Do you remember Battletoads versus Double Dragon?
I remember that they did it. I don't remember if I ever played it.
They finally announced officially that 2019 Psychonauts 2 is coming out. And
oh, really?
Double Fine.
They've been talking about that for years, though.
Double Fine is now was actually bought by Microsoft. It's part of the Microsoft Game Studios now.
All right. I really enjoy the first games.
I saw a bunch of trailers I watched a walkthrough, playthrough of Psychonauts 2 with Tim Schafer.
I have the digital re-release on my PlayStation.
Yep. There's a PSVR game, too.
Oh, is there?
Called something Rhombus of Ruin, something like that. It's supposed to bridge the gap between 1 and 2.
Oh, well. If you have to have a VR system to play it, though.
You do.
Lame.
So, I have a Game Pass now. We sort of talked about this earlier. So, when they announced Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, they had a deal where if you paid a $1 upgrade, you would get your Game Pass Ultimate, right? Which includes Xbox Live and your Game Pass. But what you could do, so you when you pay the $1 to upgrade, if however long you had left on your Xbox Live account, is how long you would have the system. So if you had a month left, which is what I had, you'd only get a month of it. But if you had 2 years left, or 3 years, or 4 years, that's how long you would get. So I went online, bought a 2-year Xbox Live, upgraded or updated my account, and then paid the $1. Now I have the Xbox Game Pass for like 2 years. Expires like in 2021 or something like that.
So what does that
pretty
mean?
Pretty cool. So Game Pass is like a selection of games you can download for free every month.
Oh, it's like the PlayStation Plus.
Well, no, they have that. There's, you know, with Live, you get 2 to 3 games for free every month. But this is just a Game Pass.
So this is more like a streaming service.
Yeah, but you actually download them to your system. Yeah, but there's like hundreds of games on that system, on the Game Pass. It's pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah, and there's like... Every Microsoft Game Studio game that comes out is going
to
be on there.
I have yet subscribed to Xbox Live.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't play online, though, do you?
No.
I don't really either, but...
That's why I don't pay for the Xbox Live. I just play the games that they come out with.
Were there any other games that really struck your fancy?
No. I mean, the Halo trailer looked cool.
I guess that we could talk about Halo when there's some new Xbox system coming out next year. The Scarlet is what it's codenamed Scarlet right now.
It's just going to is it not going to be Xbox 2?
They haven't that's the working title right now. But they say it's going to be 4 times as powerful as the Xbox One X and supposed to be backwards compatible to the beginning of the Xbox game cycle. So
like original OG
Xbox,
Xbox games?
That's what they're saying.
Really?
Which that could be a game changer right there. That might make it worth it if you really wanted it.
Yeah. What am I going to do with my Xbox One now? I just bought that thing.
Well, then they also cancel any further Xbox One backward compatibility.
Yes, they did. So any no more backward compatible games are coming out.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Although Ghostbusters is coming out with a remastered game.
That's true.
So there's that to look forward to.
I like that game.
That game's awesome.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
And if you have it on Xbox, it's backwards compatible on your Xbox One, so...
But the remaster is not a free remaster. You have to pay for it, right?
No, you have to pay for it. Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah.
I was like, maybe if they're nice, if you own the game already.
Oh, that would be nice.
They did that with Skyrim on Steam.
Really?
If you already had Skyrim when they did like the Legendary Edition with the updated everything, like you went ahead and got it for free. I think I got the BioShock remasters the same way on Steam. So.
Yeah, with
proving why Steam's superior.
Borderlands, they released a free the Handsome Collection for Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel. They released the 4K upgrade pack for free, which I downloaded. It looks really good.
Cool.
Ghostwire Tokyo. That's the other game I wanted to mention.
What is this? I saw
Leftovers, the video game.
Yeah, pretty much. It's done by, it's Bethesda, of course. The Evil Within games, the company that's making it.
Uh-huh.
Tango Gameworks, I think their name is. Basically something happened where some evil spirits and they attack Tokyo and like almost everybody they disappear. And then you're, I guess... some ninja that's left over fighting him or something.
Thanos.
It's not Thanos.
It's Thanos. He snapped.
There was no snap.
He snapped everybody out of existence.
That's Nintendo Switch that has a snap on every single commercial they do. Yeah. But Halo Infinite, it looks good.
The trailer is very promising.
The last Halo game was not very good single player wise. Multiplayer is always fun.
This one's connecting straight to Halo 3.
Okay.
The Halo Infinite's connecting to the Halo 3 storyline, right? That's how I understood it, because when Halo 3 ends, spoiler alert if you never played Halo 3, Master Chief goes floating off into space with Alexa chick in the back of his brain.
Oh,
Cortana?
Cortana,
thank you.
Don't say that, your Xbox might turn on.
Cortana off.
Elden Ring's the other game that I wanted to mention. It's From Software, who make really fucking difficult games like Dark Souls and Bloodborne and all that.
They were the ones who did that Sekiro game that you were talking about a minute ago.
And they've teamed up with George R. R. Martin for their next game called Elden Ring.
So they can have Elden a disappointing Ring. Ending in that one, too?
What was disappointing? Oh. Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Perfect ending, dude. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Is it?
No.
No. Bran the fucking tree, dude. Get the fuck out.
I was just trying to
here.
Get a rise out of you again. Man. And it worked.
Like that.
So that's our discussion on E3. Overall, it was sort of a lackluster show.
No, nothing huge besides the big.
There's a couple
Deadpool
of really good
games.
Things.
Oh, quick tidbits.
Yes.
The Arcade One systems that are sold in Walmart and Target.
Right.
They made some huge announcements at E3.
They
did. They're going to release...
Well, they're not huge because they're smaller systems.
Whatever, but you can get the little booster thing for it. So eventually, I'm turning my garage into an arcade, apparently, is what's going to happen.
So you're talking about the...
Yeah, so they're releasing Ninja Turtles, the arcade. So it's the original Ninja Turtles arcade plus Ninja Turtles in Time.
That's cool.
And then they're coming out with the X-Men game...
So what is on the X-Men? Is it Children of the Atom? Is it the arcade game?
It's the Marvel box is what they called it. So it comes with three Marvel games.
It's the Avengers, isn't it? Like it's like the X-Men arcade game and the Avengers arcade game, maybe?
I would have to look at the pictures, but I don't remember.
What's the other ones?
And then they also released something else.
Is the Star Wars one coming out?
Yeah, the Star Wars one. It was Star Wars 1, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
Old arcade.
Yeah, where you have the
vector graphics
stuff, yeah. But I think they are going to improve it for the...
I want the old Simpsons
beat-em-up arcade. Eventually, it's going to come out.
Have to.
That was a great game. I spent, I'm pretty sure it was, my 10th birthday party.
Yep.
Me and all my friends just crammed quarters, and we beat that freaking game. I don't know how much money we spent to do it, but
probably
we
as much
did.
As paying to buy one of
probably
these.
Probably so.
Those games are designed as quarter munchers.
Yep.
All right, it's coming up. Hold on.
Okay.
No, that's the Star Wars one.
Oh, no. Hurry up.
Damn it. I don't know. I don't know which Marvel one it's going to be. But that's right. It's in this thread somewhere.
I probably won't buy it anyways, but...
What? Why?
I don't know.
It looks awesome, though.
But I could take that money and make a really badass main machine and have my own arcade system.
I mean, look at that, Dave. Doesn't that look cool?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's fucking see it. Cool.
Okay, it looks cool, but damn it.
I'm just saying, it looks super cool.
Yeah, it does.
Super cool.
Is it breathtaking?
It's super breathtaking. It's called Marvel Superheroes Capcom.
Okay.
That's what it's called. And then they had a giant version of it available at E3.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
It's serviceable. Doesn't say what games are on it, though. It looks like, it's a fighting game, Marvel Superheroes. Yes, okay, I'm down.
it's only
a Capcom fighting
game. Dude, it's $250.
So it's probably Marvel Superheroes and probably X-Men, Children of the Atom, and maybe one other. Or maybe just those two.
I mean, I would say it's worth it. No?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe that one.
Maybe just that one?
Yeah, maybe.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
They coming out with a Rampage one, or they already have a Rampage.
Rampage is out, yeah.
Yeah, Rampage, Space Invader, Asteroid, and Centipede.
Apparently Target or Walmart had some of these on clearance for like $75 recently.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A friend of mine bought like three of the different ones.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. I paid $75, not $300.
Yeah, so it's Marvel Superheroes, X-Men, and The Punisher.
Okay.
There you go. That's right there.
Nice. That's good. Children of the Atom, that's right. All right. Let's move on to our George Hates Metal and then wrap this episode up.
Cool.
George Hates Metal. The band of the week is called Belzebubs.
Belzebubs.
So it's not really just a band. It's sort of a multimedia experience.
It's the Gorillas of Metal.
Yeah, maybe. I see your point. So it started off with a web comic, and it turned into this band with... They have cartoon music videos, which are really fucking... evil and funny at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's
the really well done
trial of errors, basically.
Really well done. Yeah, it's a fictional band. The only person I really know who it is a vocalist, and that's Nilo Savanian from Insomnium.
So they put out a full length album about a month ago now.
Yes,
something like
on Century Media actually.
And so this is a fictional Finnish black metal band, kind of a symphonic or orchestral black metal band.
Melodic black and death metal.
It's symphonic. So good.
It really,
like, it's better than it... We said it's better than it has any right to be.
It really does.
They even have a biography.
Yeah. It's... My wife discovered them. She was... I've heard about them before. You know, like, I knew it was based on a webcomic and all that, so I didn't really pay much attention to it after that. My wife was... driving in her car a couple weeks ago, and she heard it on one of the satellite radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And she texts me, and she's like, "Have you heard this?" I was like, "No, and actually, I haven't." She's like, "It's really good."
It is really good.
So I pulled it up on Spotify, and I'm like, I was addicted by the first song. I'm like, "Holy crap, these guys are amazing!"
They have badges too.
What do you mean badges?
Like patches on their store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the cartoon characters.
I might have to get a badge or a patch.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see the bat. Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to get that batch. That's pretty awesome.
But if you like the webcomic,
yes.
You get all of the subcultural references that they're making, and you're into that whole thing, check out this album. I feel like this is a proper symphonic black metal, kind of a proggy album. Like it's proper. Like this is for real shit.
Yeah.
But it's also very accessible. So if this is something that you're not really familiar with, it's actually not a bad entry point.
No.
Either because of how well done it is.
It's very comparable to Death Clock, but a different style of music.
Yeah,
style of metal.
Whereas Death Clock was more
brutal death metal.
Progressive death metal.
Yeah.
This is more prog black metal. A little bit, kind of a different feel.
A little Cradle of Filth, a little Dimmu Borgir,
Carrick Ongren, that whole thing. But it's got that. It has that strong, strong Finnish death metal sound to it.
If somebody, after I found out it was the singer from Insomnium, I went back and listened to the album again. It sounds almost like a proper Insomnium album. If they
did black metal.
If they did black metal.
Yeah.
The guitar riffing, everything about it. So we don't know who the full band is. It's this fictional lineup is Hubass on vocals, Obes on lead guitar, Sloss on guitars, and Samael on drums. It's probably, for all we know, it's probably Insomnium.
Might be. The cartoon, Hubbath. Like the
Hubbath.
The webcomic itself, the artist is from Finland, so this this would not be an unreasonable
JP
assumption.
JP Ahonen?
Yeah. So we've already, like, filleted the hell out of this thing. George, what did you think
That's
of
right,
Beelzebub?
It's all about George here. Sorry.
I thought it was pretty cool. At first, listening to it, it's not my speed of metal, but watching the video certainly makes it easier to digest. Yeah, it's entertaining. I'll probably listen a little bit more, probably watch a few more videos for sure.
That's high praise, right?
Yeah, so thumbs up, I guess.
What about the Spaceballs cover we heard?
It was all right. Made me want to watch Spaceballs, really.
Right. Here's a band called Majestica that just came out. Do you remember that band Ringseed? R-E-I-N-X-E-E-D?
No.
So they're very symphonic power metal, but they do a lot of old 80s movie cover songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They changed their name on this new project to Majestica for some reason. Really good. I really like the album, but their Spaceballs cover is the shit. When I first saw the album, I'm
forget
like
about the rest of the songs.
I looked at it. I was like, no, it's been popping up on my Spotify, you know, new releases. So I like listening to the album. And I was looking through it. I'm like, it says Spaceballs. That can't be Spaceballs the movie, can it? Lo and behold,
totally
it was. Yeah.
What other Spaceballs you know about?
I don't know.
Do you know any of these guest artists on their album?
Oh, did you find something?
Let's see.
I don't know. I was just curious.
Where is
on
it?
The
oh,
Beelzebubs.
Oh, mixed and mastered by Dan Swano.
Oh, perfect.
So that's right on.
Love Dan Swano.
Pantheon of the Nightside Gods also features a fierce roster of guest talent, including the likes of Decibelius, ICS Vortex,
oh,
Skullcraft,
Vortex?
And more. Vortex is awesome.
Where's Vortex on it?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to buy this album so I can look through the lyrics and the book and everything and get the whole
It comes with a
package.
Media book.
It does?
Yeah, and a 24-page illustrated booklet.
Jeff bought a copy of it.
Where did you get it at?
I don't know. He may have ordered it online, but he brought it over to my place.
Go to beelzebubs.link.
It's got some bonus tracks on it, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to... I want the vinyl of this, just so I can have that big version of it. That'd be cool. All right.
Cool.
Beelzebubs is coming home with me soon. Somehow.
The merch stuff looks awesome. Like, I don't listen to the band, but
I want that patch you showed me.
I'd wear the t-shirt. The t-shirt looks fucking cool.
Let's see.
I have to go back to it. 2 seconds.
They know merch. Speaking of Spaceballs, it's all about that merchandising.
Merchandising.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. I love this band. That's it.
It's been told.
Let it be said. All right. Let's wrap up this episode and go into what's tickling our geek.
All right. So it's that time of the week or month, bi-monthly, bi-weekly, something or the other, to talk about what's been tickling your little geek this week. Carrie, would you like to go first?
Sure. I have a feeling all of ours are going to be movies right now.
What?
There's a movie it's coming out true. In July that I'm pretty excited for. Spider-Man. July 26th. Besides Spider-Man, Far From Home, I am excited for that. It's a little movie. This little director, his name is Quentin Tarantino.
Is that coming out in July?
It comes out July 26th, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, I'm so excited for that movie.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was coming out so soon.
I knew it was coming out this summer. I just didn't realize it was in July.
Yep. I'm excited for this movie.
Have you seen the latest trailer, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah. Looks good.
I'm a Tarantino fanboy through and through.
Sure. Word from Cannes that this is pretty great.
Yeah.
And that the closest movie of his, as if Hateful Eight was a spiritual successor to Reservoir Dogs.
Right.
This would be a spiritual successor to his Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's that. I'm very excited. Brad Pitt and Leo look like they make a great pair.
Yep.
Last
performance of what's his name from Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, really?
I can't think. Luke Perry.
He's in this movie?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. Who does he play?
Wayne somebody.
Wow. So he died in the film, in the making of this movie, or did
after
he rap?
The making of it. Oh, it was nice. Already wrapped. Yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't know that he was in the movie.
I didn't either.
Apparently Margot Robbie does a really good job in it, too.
Yeah, she does good in almost everything she's in.
Depends on the movie.
I said almost.
Sometimes it's not her fault.
Well, the movie isn't her fault. I mean, she was good in the role, but...
Yeah. So what about you?
For me, I got tickets for a movie party at Alamo Drafthouse to go see Toy Story 4. It's an all-you-can-eat cereal party for adults.
That sounds really fun.
It does sound fun. Hopefully nothing comes up to where I have to cancel.
When
but
is that?
It's on a Saturday. It's the Saturday 22nd, 26th. I have to look at the date.
That sounds exciting, actually, because the movie comes out on the 21st, right?
Yes. I think it's the 22nd.
Are you looking forward to that movie?
I am. This was the movie was going to be my thing, too.
Yeah.
Pixar always puts out a movie for my birthday. Thanks, Pixar. Appreciate you.
Good job.
Yeah. Good reports all around for Toy Story 4 so far. I was really dreading that this might be bad.
Yeah, I was, too. Because three ended perfectly.
Right.
What are you going to do with that? And so I'm concerned, but...
Apparently, Keanu Reeves steals the show in this movie.
It's the year of Keanu.
It is.
It's the Keanu-sance, man.
Yeah.
This was going to be my thing, too. I'll throw this out there. Also, in a couple weeks, Rudyard's is having Spirit Adrift for free. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yes. June 20th, Brash Brewery is presenting Spirit Adrift at Rudyard's for free.
Really?
Yep.
Who are they playing with?
I don't even know.
It doesn't matter at this point. Spirit Adrift are great.
So I wasn't sure if you knew that.
And I did not know that.
You needed to know that.
Now you
June
know.
June 20th. What day is that? That's a week from...
It's a Thursday.
That's a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going?
I don't have plans to yet, but I am interested in doing so.
I am interested too. I wish it was like on a Saturday or something.
So, and Brash Brewery, if you don't know who they are, they're a local beer brewer, and they're the most metal brewery there is.
Very big supporters of the metal scene.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to talk to them. We should do a live episode there and have a band play or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we should totally do that so I can talk about it afterwards.
No.
Yeah,
they get to play after we record.
No.
Just so you don't talk shit.
That's the whole point of me going.
These guys are going to punch you in the fucking face, man.
That's all right. I can hold my own.
All right.
I don't know that anyone else is playing.
Oh, wow.
It may just be Spirit Adrift.
That's right.
So.
Because their spirit be adrift.
That would be a fun Metal Geeks MSRcast-based concert there with a live podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How come we're not sponsored by them? Carrie.
Get on it.
Get on it.
But you know who we are sponsored by?
Mr. Metal Geek, sir.
Guess who we are sponsored by? Do you know that?
Audible.com.
No. Don't do ASMR crap here.
What?
ASMR, that's what it's called?
ASMR?
Isn't that what it's called when you like whisper into the mic?
Is that what that's called?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
It's basically any kind of fine audible sensation that sounds close to yours.
Oh.
So, and some people like whispers, some people like paper being crumpled together.
So is that what NPR does all the time?
Essentially.
They've been doing that for years.
They perfected it.
But who is our sponsor?
Tantrum Collectibles.
Thank you. Audible. You haven't been gone that long.
I know. I was just joking.
Let's talk about our sponsor real quick.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Hey, if I wanted to buy a Funko Pop or another cool collectible made by bands like Band Presto or Artifacts, where would I go?
Amazon.
Where else would I go?
I'm leaving.
Where can I go to save 10%?
Oh, if you want to save 10%, well, see, that's a different story. You didn't ask that at first.
Okay.
You would go have a tantrum at tantrumcollectibles.com.
Where?
Tantrumcollectibles.com.
And what do they sell there?
Tantrums.
All those things you just said.
I'm about to have a tantrum right now. What do they sell there?
Collectibles, like, you know, stuff nerds buy. Things and shiny stuff.
I am like, so sorry, Tantrum Collectibles.
Like anime stuff and pop Funko stuff, maybe.
Metal Geeks will no longer be supported by TantrumCollectibles.com.
Oh, he loves the shtick. Come on now.
Yeah, that's right. Go to TantrumCollectibles.com, put in the coupon code Metal Geeks, save 10% off your entire order.
That's right.
Let's talk about where people can find us on the internet. Of course, you can find Metal Geeks all over at Metal Geeks on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find us, of course, on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Leave us a great review. Let your friends know about the show. You can find us on Spotify.
Be sure to follow us on Spotify.
Be sure to follow us on Spotify, Stitcher, all the places you find your favorite podcast. You can send us an email, msrcast@gmail.com. Any comments, any requests, anything you want us to talk about, any George Hates Metal segments you want us to cover, let us know. And where can they find you guys?
You could always find me at George Tripsis on any social medias these days. I'm more active on Twitter as of late, so if you want to get ahead of hold of me quickly, I guess that would be the best way. Currently working on some comic book stuff. At least trying to get that ball going, slow going with life and all that jazz. So more on that from Grey Bear Comics. And we'll be recording a new episode with Mind Fudge very, very soon. It's become more of a bi-monthly show than a bi-weekly show. So, yeah, check us out.
You can find me at Red Viking Dave on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can see it's mostly art stuff, but I'll occasionally post about stuff I'm listening to or watching or video games I'm playing. But, yeah, most of it's artwork. So.
Very cool. And, of course, don't forget to follow us on the website esonetwork.com. And you can subscribe to the ESO Network feed on all your podcatchers. And you can check out all the great shows that make up the network there at ESO. I think that about does it for this episode. We covered a lot of shit.
Word.
What's the word?
The word is keep it metal.
And always keep it geeky. Geeky?
No, I was going to say it. Geeky.
Geeky.
Keep it
geeky.
Metal.
In a world where podcasters talk about the same old pop culture topics, two heroes must rise to bring forth a new era of podcast entertainment. The Cigar Nerds Podcast. Movie reviews, pop culture debates, news, science, and even beer reviews. We're stranger than Stranger Things and funnier than an evil sewer clown. CigarNerdPodcast.com. We all smoke down here, Georgie.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.